my name is Harry, and I'm an overeater.
Harry.
Well, I had an extraordinary week and shed yet another pound, which brings the grand total for the year to a hard-fought and well-earned 7. Thank you.
One lousy pound. He's acting like you won an Oscar.
Buckle up, buddy, because I've lost 3 and I'm going full-on Sally Field.
Anyway, Thanksgiving is upon us. And with my newfound strength, I do not fear it. Bring on your turkey and stuffing, your mashed potatoes and mouthwatering gravy, your buttery crescent rolls and pumpkin pie slathered in pillowy clouds of whipped cream.
Wrap it up, Harry!
Of course, that won't be a problem for me this year because my mother is going to my brother's house, so my Thanksgiving will be a holiday lean cuisine flavored by my salty tears.
We should invite him to our house.
You heard him. He's already got plans.
Thank you, Harry. I have the in-laws at my place. Otherwise, I...
Save it.
All right. Well, we have time for one more.
Oh, that's me.
So you probably got a full house at your place, huh?
Unfortunately. Molly's family, my mother, boy, I'd trade places with you in a heartbeat.
Well, if you think it'd be okay with Molly, I'm game.
Hi, my name's Molly, and I'm an overeater.
Hi, Molly.
Don't you hate it when people come up here and they've, you know, tell you they've lost a bunch of weight and they had an amazing week? Well, let the hating begin, because this gal has lost not 1, not 2, but 3 pounds. Want to throw something at me? Fruit and vegetables only.
Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Mike, what are you doing?
Martin.
I smell nougat.
Keep your voice down. No big deal. It's just one candy bar.
Well, there's no such thing as just one candy bar. 1 is too many, and 1,000 is not enough.
Come on, 1,000 can last the guy at least a couple of weeks.
Listen, you've got a problem. I'm volunteering to be your sponsor. Hitch your wagon of weakness to my tow truck of willpower.
Right. Look, nobody needs to know about this, especially Molly. Besides, I'll be fine.
No, you won't. Thanksgiving is coming up, and you need somebody right by your side. Or across the table. Or boy, girl, whatever your seating plan is.
Hey, how'd you guys sneak out?
I've got this. Molly, your boyfriend has a problem.
Harry?
He asked me to spend Thanksgiving with you and yours, and he didn't clear it with you.
Oh, of course, you're more than welcome. Will it just be you?
I don't know. The bulimic in the front row was kind of giving Daddy the sweet knees.
Just put him down for 1.
Denver omelet with butter toast and hash browns extra crispy, and 1 cup of herbal tea, no honey, extra lemon.
Thank you. What? I'm not hungry.
Yeah, and I'm not black, virile, and handsome.
Ditto.
I had a piece of toast at the house.
Was it being used as a coaster for a honey-baked ham?
And you can't tell me you're not hungry. Stomach's been growling all morning. It sounded like a grizzly bear opening the door to a haunted house.
I'll keep a short stack at the ready in case Gentle Ben comes out of hibernation.
Hey, I'm just eating light so that on Thanksgiving I can have a little extra stuffing and maybe some dessert.
And there it is. The first lie of the holiday season. God bless us, everyone.
Let it go, okay?
Fine, I'm not going to push it. Oh, by the way, I'm bringing Christina with me and Grandma this year.
A date at Thanksgiving? I thought you didn't like to be hamstrung by the holiday hoochie.
Yeah, well, I'm bending a lot of rules for Christina. This is the woman I'm planning on ringing in the new year with.
Does she know that you wear the sash and a diaper even when no one asks you to?
She will when the clock strikes midnight.
Jeez, I'm starving to death. I need more lemons. Samuel? Sorry, I think I had a loose button.
Loose? It would have fallen into your lap. Thing hit me in the head like a Chinese throwing star.
My shirt must have shrunk in the dryer.
Yeah, well, next time you might want to climb in with it.
for your own good, Jim. You need to quit chewing your ding-dong like it's got peanut butter in it.
Thanks for holding on to these clothes, Mom. Saves me from having to buy new ones.
Well, it didn't take a magic eight ball to know you were going to put those pounds back on and come a-knocking for your chubby duds.
It's just temporary. I'll drop this weight before Molly finds out about it.
Is that why you're starving yourself? So she can parade you around in tank tops and skinny jeans?
Mom, my skinny jeans have 12 belt loops. And my tank tops are tank tops.
I, for one, love you for who you are. Unlike your fiancé, who seems hell-bent on turning you into a Chippendale dancer.
Mom, people have actually offered me money to keep my clothes on. And don't talk about Molly that way. She only wants what's best for me.
All right, don't bite my head off. Sounds to me like somebody's got a bad case of the hungry grumblies.
Well, you'd be grumbly, too, if you were living on dry toast and lemon wedges.
Oh, my God, that awful woman is killing you. How about Mommy makes you a nice bowl of macaroni and cheese while you put on your big boy britches?
Probably wouldn't hurt for me to have a little something.
I'll slice up a few weenies in it. That way you're getting your protein.
Thanks, Mom. Don't judge me. I've seen you eat cat poop.
Guys are gonna love these mashed potatoes. It's a new recipe that I found in my Healthy Living cookbook. Mm. Mm. Right?
Ooh. Mm. Oh. Amazing. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Sweetie, these are delicious.
Mm. And here's the kicker. They're not really mashed potatoes. They're pureed cauliflower.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. A second ago, you loved it.
A second ago, it was potatoes.
You tricked us. I don't like that.
Sorry I'm late. My mom needed me to unclog her disposal, and the thing blew coffee grounds all over me, which is why I'm wearing this shirt you've never seen before.
Well, dinner's almost ready.
Actually, I'm not hungry. I had a late lunch. A late, light, sensible lunch.
Not hungry. I've heard him say not, and I've heard him say hungry. Never the two together.
You don't think he's getting fed somewhere else, do you?
Stop it.
Like that big old Maine coon cat we used to have.
Buster.
He'd come home late and walk right past his food dish.
That's right. The divorcee up the street was giving him fancy feast, rubbing his belly and calling him Rodney.
I don't think...
And he wasn't the only one. We had to tie a little bell around his neck so we know where he was. And he'd always come home just to sleep and go potty.
That's how I knew he was eating three dinners a day. His litter box started looking like an ashtray at a Cuban card game.
Harry, you gotta help me. I just ate two bowls of mac and cheese at my mom's. What does it matter if it's the package kind? What matters is I ate it right out of the pot with my bare hands.
Mike? Oh. Who are you talking to?
Nobody. Just checking my voicemail, seeing if anybody called. How are you?
I'm good. Is everything okay?
Yep, never better.
Are you going to answer that?
Yes, I am. I just didn't want to be rude. Hello? Hey, Harry, what's up, my man? Oh, no, that's horrible. I'll be right over. Apparently, he's crawled into a bag of Oreos and he's trying to eat his way out.
Surprised he got reception in there.
Oreos, the double stuffed train to hell.
I may actually have to put a bell around his neck.
Listen, you don't have to worry about Molly finding out. This is a men's only group.
Harry, I'm not ready to share. I'm still burping up weenies and cheese.
Man, do I miss those burps. We've got to get you back on the road to recovery.
All right, let's do this thing.
Just remember, the first step is to be honest with yourself so you can be honest with everybody else.
And it's even more challenging being a gay man with weight issues.
By the way, my name is Kevin, you're Ronaldo, and we're very much in love.
Our primary primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive overeating and to carry this message of recovery to those who still suffer.
Harry, I'm going to be fine. Let's just get out of here.
All you have to do is stand up there, pretend to be gay, and admit that you're powerless over food.
Anyone.
And my beautiful brown eyes. Fine, I'll go first. Thank you. You have a very commanding presence. Hello, my name is Kevin, and I'm an overeater.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, things are going really super for me. Ronaldo and I are very happy and gay. Both have weight issues, and occasionally we stumble, but there is no judgment. Our relationship is based on honesty. It is the glue that holds us together. That and our adopted African son, Chadwick.
I didn't want kids, but Kevin up there really wanted to be a mommy.
I apologize for bringing up Chadwick, but I had to make it believable because of my palpable hetero vibe.
Fine. I'm sorry I didn't share tonight, but I'll be back on my diet first thing in the morning.
Why are you pulling into a drive-thru?
I'm gonna grab a Diet Coke. You want anything?
No, I don't. Neither do you.
Just getting something to drink.
Oh, the siren smell of fries is like a salty whorehouse.
Can I get a Diet Coke, please? You sure you don't want anything?
No, Mike. Please get us out of this godforsaken island of temptation.
Are those chicken tenders made with white meat?
Slippery slope, slippery slope.
How about strike that? How about a grilled chicken sandwich and a small order of fries?
Do not give this man food. Stop it. No chicken sandwich, no Coke, no fries.
One chicken sandwich, one Coke, one fries.
No! It's out of my hands. I will not be party to this.
On second thought, forget the chicken sandwich. I'll have a double bacon cheeseburger.
You shall not pass.
It's the first witness, please.
I don't think I want to be your sponsor anymore.
So, what time did Mike finally get home last night?
I don't know. It was late and I was already asleep.
Just snuck in, huh? That's what Buster would do.
Okay, stop it. Mike's not a cat. He's also not cheating on me. He is, however, cheating on his diet. He's trying to hide it from me.
That explains why I've been finding candy wrappers in my bird feeder.
No, it's gotten that bad?
Well, it's either him or the finches are feeding their babies milk duds.
I didn't want to say anything, but my munchie drawer has definitely been compromised.
Victoria, are you sure it was Mike?
Pretty sure. My Cheetos were gone, and the TV remote was orange and tasted like cheese.
You know I was very instrumental in getting Mike and Molly together.
I didn't realize you were such a romantic, Carl.
Oh, yes. I may have a tough, rugged exterior, but inside I'm like two baby ducks giving each other butterfly kisses.
Ring the bell, fool. This pie is hot and my behind is cold. When he starts rambling on like that, just sing a song in your head. That's what I do.
Don't worry, Vince. I'll get it.
How long till we eat?
Well, if you hopped in the oven with an apple in your mouth, I'd say 4 hours.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Molly, I'd like you to meet my special lady, Christina. And Christina, this is Molly.
It's so nice to finally meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hi, Nana.
Hey, sweetie.
Where's Mike?
Oh, he's been upstairs all morning.
Oh, yeah, the diet thing. You want me to talk to him?
Would you? I don't think he's ready to talk to me.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. I'll be right back. And if that old woman starts to tell Christina the story about me and the blind girl at Bible camp, knock the drink out her hand and come get me.
Will do. Right after I hear the story.
Oh, no. Hawaiian shirt and sweatpants. Why don't you just put on a muumuu and be done with it?
It's not a big deal. It's supposed to be a casual gathering.
Yeah, but we ain't playing ukuleles and juggling fire sticks.
All right, I may have put on a couple of pounds, but trust me, Friday morning, I'm back in the saddle.
And the way you're going by Friday morning, you're going to be wearing a saddle.
Carl, please don't tell Molly. She lost 3 pounds last week, and all I lost was a Nutter Butter I dropped in the shower.
You eating in the shower again? Well, but I thought things were going so good.
I've never been happier in my life. Because of that, think I may have let my guard down a little.
So you put on a few pounds, and that made you feel guilty, which caused you to eat more.
Exactly. Next thing you know, I'm hiding snack cakes in my gym shoes and dressing like Don Hobo.
Wait, you actually went out and bought gym shoes? Well, hey, that's good cardio in and of itself.
Carl, Bible camp.
Gotta go.
Hey, nice outfit. You wanna borrow my coconut bra?
There's something I need to tell you. Have a seat.
Hope you're not seeing another woman because I don't have any more chairs downstairs.
I'm not having an affair, but I have been sneaking around and hiding something from you.
You're falling off your diet.
You know?
Of course I know. I spend every day with you. I sleep with you. I put my arms around you.
And you figured out your arms aren't getting any shorter?
No.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Like, the only thing that disappointed me was that you didn't feel that you'd come talk to me about it.
Well, I didn't want you to think I was weak, and especially since you're doing so good.
Yeah, for now. But just last month, I had a whole bag of my sister's Cheetos while I was watching the Chicago Marathon.
She really needs to put a lock on that munchie drawer.
She really needs to quit smoking pot. You know, one of the perks to this whole relationship thing is that you get to tell the other person everything. And you know the best part?
What?
They never stop loving you. Listen, everyone, Mike and I are going to go out for a little while. Just enjoy yourself. When the oven dings, take the turkey out. Based on this group, that's probably going to fall on you.
Got it.
And don't worry about saving anything for me. I've been a little remiss in my diet. Oh, and Harry, the secret's out. I told her everything.
Did you tell her about our baby Chadwick and the room full of gay men?
I'll explain in the car.
Where are you two going?
We're going to an OA meeting.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I've been celebrating the holiday for a while now.
Hey, you want to take some banana pudding for the drive over?
Wow, really?
No, thanks, Mom. You're going to have to figure out a different way to show me your love.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to do that? All right, I took the cone off. No chewing your ass.
A little shaky.
I'm right here with you, pal. Don't give in to
it. All right. Does anyone else want to share?
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm an overeater.
Hi, Mike.